Free. I like to make it happen.
Exactly. I love it. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Gateway at San Hollow Public Infrastructure Districts, both number 1 and 2, to order. We do have the full quorum of the board. Today is June 27th. It is 2:06 p.m. Sorry. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Brent, you want to start for us?
Yeah, Brent Moser, Tim Tippett,
David Sterling,
Rob Robinson.
Matt Entz with Snow Jensen and Reese District Council.
Right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. First up, board, is we have our board meeting minutes for PID 1 that was held on May 29th. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate? Do I need to put them up?
No,
No.
they looked accurate. Yeah, they're fine.
That looks
Okay.
good to me.
Could I get a motion then to approve?
So move.
Thanks, Tim.
I'll second.
Thanks, David. All those in favor, say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. Action item number 1, we're going to table for today. That was the resolution for PID number 1. So we'll cover that at another board meeting. Can I get a motion to table that resolution?
So moved.
Thanks, David.
Second, Brent.
Thanks, Tim. Or is that Brent?
Of Brent.
Okay, thanks, Brent. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, can you guys see the resolution that's up now?
Yes.
Okay, so this is resolution 2025-02, which is the resolution that'll annex the 12.4, we'll round 12.4 acres into PID number 2. Matt, do you have anything on that?
No, I think everybody understands what we're doing, so unless there's any questions, we're good.
Okay.
Oh, I'm fine.
All right, board, if I could get then a motion to approve resolution 2025-02.
Make a motion that we approve that,
Thanks, Brent.
one. I'll second.
Thanks, David. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. All right, our last item, we did get back the 23 audit. There were no issues with the audit. There were no findings at all. So it came back as a clean audit. You guys worked hard on it. Brent, I know they worked with you back and forth on especially the financials and the statements dealing with the escrow account. So, do you guys have any questions about the audit? Do you need me to put it up? What I'm looking for would be a motion to accept the audit.
So move.
Okay, thanks, Tim.
Second.
Thanks, Brent. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Yeah.
That is unanimous.
We
All right,
won.
that's everything I show. Do you have anything, board, for us? Matt, do you have anything as District Council?
Yeah, we do have a couple of questions. We're dealing
Okay.
with the 3400 West and the developer that's coming in to do the grocery store and the other things there. And there's a possibility that because of the width of the road being wider than what was anticipated by the city from 77 to
112.
112, they've made a request to see if the PID would be able to purchase the ground for that. Is the PID able to purchase ground and dedicate to the city? Is that a
Yes, with the caveat that we would want to, are we talking about using PID 1 money?
we had
Or
probably
are we talking about money?
Well, it would be future PID.
Or just PIDs in general.
Just if the PID.
Yeah, I
It'd
mean,
probably be PID 2 or 3, but yeah.
yeah, the short answer is yes. The longer answer is as long as the bond covenants allow us to pay for land,
That's what
then we could do it. So
did we stipulate that in our governing documents?
I would have to look. I don't know. So I'll have to look at it, Brent, and get back to you on that.
Okay. That.
But for any future bonds, we could obviously include that if you wanted to, right?
Right. Okay. So that would be, that's what I'm talking about, is actually a future, not being in part of bid one, would be paid for at a future bond.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything in the governing document that would prevent that. The only question is as long as the indenture allows it, because sometimes we have had some indentures that have provided for bond money to pay for land costs, but not all of them. And so we just want to make sure that's where it's included when the bonds are issued.
Okay. Just be, and I think Rob's, I heard Rob's on the phone, but, and he can chime in on this, but my understanding is it would be just a portion of the right of way. Is that right, Rob?
Yes, it would be, the difference to 112 minus the 77, so 35 feet.
The 35 feet, yeah. So if we can do that and see if there's a way, we're trying to bridge a gap between the difference of what the landowner's willing to do and hopefully maybe be a part of the solution.
Yep. Yeah, let's just make sure that Brennan and Aaron and their teams are aware that that needs to be included, and
them about
we should
it.
Be able to make it happen.
Came up yesterday or the day before. I can't forget yesterday. So, I haven't had a chance to get a hold of Brennan on it, but I really wanted to run it by you, Matt, first to see if it was even a thing.
Yeah. Yep. It is if we provide for it.
Okay.
Hey, perfect. Anything else that we can do?
It seems to me like we had one other question.
That was the only one I remember.
That's the only one. Rob, did we have one other question that we wanted to ask the
from yesterday? I think it was just that 3400 West land. I mean, the availability of funding to possibly purchase that excess land off of 3400 West. I don't remember another one.
And I know I owe you guys a couple of updates, and let me get back into town and I'll get an update out to everybody.
Okay.
Okay.
This all is revolving around the same Cypress Clark land that we are been working really hard on getting them to join the PIDs. So he's about 99.5% there, but that last 0.5% just has been a battle.
Yeah.
So. Matt, you're probably going to get us tired of asking us this question. Where are we at on the ombudsman letter?
That's one of the things I owe you an update on. I'll have to get back to you.
I didn't know that.
Okay. Yeah, Devin, I corresponded with Devin a little earlier after our last call, and he indicated that he needed to finalize that up with you, Matt, and so we can get that sent off.
Okay.
Yeah, we just haven't been able to connect up with me being out of town and
okay
other things, so we'll get it though.
I did get an update from Dayton Hall. He did go over and talk to not Glenn with Alpha, but whoever the helper was over there, and because Glenn was out of town, but they do know that it's a priority and to push it forward. Carl was going to reach out Monday, Tuesday this next week, and see whatever their firm can do to be of assistance to help prod it along as well to make sure that it's expedited. Because that's what you're waiting for the
governing documents.
Yeah, the governing documents be amended.
Yeah, that's what, at least that's what Dayton says he's waiting for. So,
okay.
Yeah. If that was part of the update.
Hey, well,
hey Brent, real quick, have you heard from Gary at all today?
I have not. Have you?
No.
Or,
but Kevin was wondering if you had heard from him, just because.
No, I'll give him a call here, and Kevin hasn't heard from him then, I'm assuming.
He's waiting to hear. Gary promised him a call by the end of the day.
Okay.
And he says he might be calling Brent.
Yeah, talk to him.
So if you haven't talked to him, then no big deal.
Tim and I have had discussions about kind of value of land and not really being that he doesn't technically even have power or anything over there. He should probably jump on this. That's a pretty good offer to get that done.
Yep, especially if he knows how close Kevin is from just buying our parcel and not dealing with him anymore.
Yeah, well, I think he doesn't understand also how power works, or capacity of power versus just having a pole there, which I'm going to be able to just have a conversation with him and explain the difference of that.
And yeah, because honestly, Kevin's already figured out how he can do what he wants to do, just on our property at this
oh,
point.
Really? Good.
Yeah.
Gary needs to realize that if some of his property doesn't come into the PID and we extend this power line, either with or without PID money, he's going to have to step up to the plate.
Yeah, he will. That's another good thing to tell him. What in the next conversation you have with him, Brent?
Yeah, I'm gonna run through kind of those scenarios so that
that might be a deal killer.
So that he understands.
Yeah.
So, because
you know what he's gonna ask? Well, whoever buys it needs to cover that cost.
Well, then
you're to
only makes sense financially and feasible, right. And they're just not gonna do it.
But I can assure you that we're sitting here that's gonna come up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And eventually, it will come up to this price. But then again, you know, if you want to wait another decade, but then at that point, he'll want more because he waited a decade.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
All right. So,
all right.
Okay, these are probably things that Matt and Michael don't really want to do.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear you talk, Tim.
What's that?
I said, we love to hear you talk.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you do. All right. Well, I guess we move for an adjournment then.
Yeah, that would be next.
We'll move.
Thanks, Tim.
Second.
Thanks, Brent. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
All right. That's unanimous.